I remember the time I used my first proxy. It was in 2006 or 7, I do recall. It was an HTTP proxy and it worked directly from the web page. I didn't have to edit any configuration in the browser settings. The response was just captured and viewed in iframe. For those of you who don't know what an iframe is, it's an HTML element which is used to view web page content. It had so many dead links, but it was okay at the time. I was impressed, to be honest. Back then, developing a site like this was hard for many reasons. Understanding the technology, developing it, and renting the space for it in the internet was expensive. I mean really expensive. Yet, after a week or so, the page will disappear, and it will turn into an advertising page. It will break. It won't run again. So the hunt for finding a new site began. I didn't know it was a proxy. I thought it was a random service of some sort, but turned out to be a proxy. Today, on the Cyber Riddler, we will discuss the difference between VPNs and proxies, from their usage to the privacy issues that come alongside with. You're listening to The Cyber Riddler, where we decipher the offensive and defensive side of the cyber world. I'm Ahmed Mraba. What is a proxy and who are the users for that proxy? Keep in mind that different users result in different usage of the proxy. For a starter, a proxy server works as follows. The client will enter, let's say, thecyberriddler.com. Then the client request will go to the proxy server and the proxy server will pass the request to the actual website. So in the end, the website or the end server will only see the proxy server IP. Usually, a normal user would use the proxy to bypass the censorship of certain websites or to use a service located in a different area. If you look at it from different perspective, if you are a company owner, you would like block social media and use proxy to perform this job. This is not the only thing that proxy server can do. There are many other uses, but we will not be listing them all here. The third thing is the hacker's point of view. Hackers usually use proxy server to pass commands to the victim. Usually, they do it by passing commands through more than one proxy server. It would be 2, 3, or 4 proxies, like a chain of proxies to make IP tracing hard for anyone interested in tracing the activity back to the attacker. Usually they do this with famous application called proxy chains. So either they use free proxy servers they find online or they create their own. But they will be taking their OPSEC seriously by covering their track so no one can track them. Here, I want to emphasize that you should not ever use a free proxy server unless you know what you are doing. Because sending a request from your computer is fine. Proxy servers has the ability to return the response and they can alter the response. So they can like add JavaScript code to the response and it will be running in your browser. Like having crypto mining software in your machine and it will be running through your browser. There are a lot of cases where hackers have done this to get people's information. Sometimes security researchers do this as well to collect data that will help them carry out certain analysis. Now, let's talk about VPNs. A VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. VPNs use encrypted tunnels to operate. So the VPN client will establish a tunnel to the VPN server and from there to the end server. So the traffic would be encrypted all the way. This is of course in theory. I know that there are so many attacks, but in reality anything can go wrong. Either from bad implementation or simply some bad company bugs the VPN servers. As we mentioned in the proxy side, usually VPNs would be used to bypass ISP to open censored websites, or a company might use it to make their employees connect to the company server and let them into their private network, so they can access the private or internal sites within the company. Also, hackers use VPN to cover their tracks and make their tracing hard. But there are a couple of points I want to emphasize here. Using VPN is not a magic stick that will solve your problem. What I mean to say is that you shouldn't trust that you are protected when you use your VPN client. Let's assume you are running a VPN client and you are in the middle of engagement. or you are running in some sort of activity that needs to be connected through a VPN, and suddenly the VPN client dropped for an unexpected error. Usually, the VPN client will be running in the user machine, which means it will be running in the OS or the operating system level. This means that any application in the system will be using the connection to communicate back home, like their IPs, their servers, and so on and so forth. So if a client crashed, I mean a VPN client crashed, the system will leak the original IP address. This would blow up the entire engagement and your OPSEC or operational security would be gone. I'm going to switch gear here to talk about privacy issues. VPN companies are advertising to get people subscribe to their services. They would usually advertise something that sounds like, we have military-grade encryption and using the VPN service we provide will save your privacy. Oh man, it could not be more wrong. Using a VPN doesn't prevent you from getting hacked. Using a VPN service with modern cryptography and using algorithms like AES with 256-bit key length or elliptic curve with 1024-bit key is great. And get this, sometimes they want to dazzle you by giving you specifics like using curve name such as curve 25519. All of this will not prevent you from getting hacked. If the service itself is badly implemented or hackable, you will be hacked and nothing will stop the hackers from doing that. They have another selling point, I mean the VPN companies, which is that we don't save logs ever. This is another lie. They have to save logs. Their business model will not be profitable without saving logs, even if they don't want to. They have to collect your original IP address, session duration, and how many devices are connected, and so on and so forth. All of these metadata will be collected forcefully to maintain their business. On top of this, you don't have visibility of how much time they are going to store in their server. I always say that VPN companies are the best people to do management attacks because they have the best setup ever. First of all, they have client running on your machine. They also have a digital certificate, which is trusted by your certificate chain in your computer or your machine. And your traffic is going through them. If they want, they can decrypt your traffic. So using a VPN to save your privacy is a kind of illusion because you don't have visibility. And that's not because all of the providers are bad. In security, we have to trust something to be able to use the technology. Like trusting TLS to protect you from man-in-the-middle attack, it doesn't mean that you are safe. It just means that you are trusting the protocol to access your banking site by providing your username and password, right? Another example is trusting the password managers. Nowadays, people trust password managers and hand in their usernames and password to these companies, even if they get hacked and everything could be leaked online. You are trusting that they have zero-knowledge architecture with your master passwords to protect you. So if something got leaked online, people with poor passwords would be hacked because hackers will simply brute force their passwords. You are trusting services in the cloud to do things when you don't have visibility of their operations. A couple of weeks ago, LastPass got hacked and hackers obtained data that could be decrypted later on. VPNs are no different. With VPN, you are shifting the trust from your ISP to the VPN company, handling your DNS queries, requesting your websites, and so on. Another point to discuss here is, do you think that VPN companies are taking the time to establish a VPN server with all of these configurations and scalability and then making it free for anyone to use? This is kind of skeptical, to be honest. It really doesn't matter how many ads they have or how many promo codes you get in social media. Don't be fooled. Nowadays, it's cheaper to rent a service in the cloud and then create your own proxy or VPN server. At least you will be in control of your data. Always know your threat model before using these services. I'm not here to say that all of the VPN and proxy services are bad. I'm just here to give you a glance at the type of things they can do to invade your privacy. But if you know your threat model, you will be protected. For instance, using a VPN in a cafe or public Wi-Fi is recommended. There are a lot of scenarios in which you can use VPN services. If you have to go with a VPN service, try to go with a paid plan, not the free companies, with one that has a good review from the InfoSec community. You are listening to The Cyber Riddler, presented by me, Ahmed Mrabe. Try sharing this episode with anyone you think could be interested in the topic. Till next time, have a great one.